Lepo pozdravljeni in dobrodošli.
Hola, benvinguts i benvingudas.
Ciao, benvenute e benvenuti.
Hallo und willkommen.
Hello and welcome.
Well, hello and welcome to this week's Tunes from Turtle Island. As ever, I'm your host, Andrew GJ, and I'll be bringing you an hour's worth of Indigenous-made music from Turtle Island. I started off this week's show with Juk, spelt capital J, U capital Q. That track was called Pretty by Femme Lakota Women's. Juk is from the Pine Ridge Reservation in South Dakota. And this week I've got an interview with Old Soul Rebel, brought to you by Larry Kay of Indigenous in Music. But I've also got some rock, some indie, some folk, and some country, and a bunch of different influenced dance music, starting with this one. It's a Latin influence. It's Bial Hiclap, Mostro, and Pau Stomea. And it's called Payaro Ku. At least that's how I think it's pronounced. Here we go. And so that was Bial Hiclap with Payaro Ku. Next up, a change in genre quite a way. This is the Greenlandic heavy rock band Sia Isok with a minor Sorit. And this is another one that I don't know how to pronounce really.
Start to win the main.
Sai Sisok. That's off a new single release from them called Tuna Su Ilu. And my next track is one of those dance tracks I was talking about. This is Dizzy Gillespie, and you may remember that he was featured in one of the Native Roots of Jazz segments because he had Chero, Oa, and Tuscarora descent. One of the most influential people in jazz history. This is a remix by Nerdstar, and the track is called Tin Tin Dio.
Musician.
And so there you had Dizzy Gillespie remixed by Nerdstar. The track was called Tintin Dio. And next up we have the Ojibwe singer-songwriter Cheyenne Hovorka. She's from northwestern Ontario. She's won 8 or more Aboriginal Music Awards in Canada. She works with youth in her community, teaching music and the Ojibwe language. The track I'm going to play is from her new album, which is called And Then. So here it is. This track's called Tears.
Doesn't mean that you never cared, it just
And so that was Cheyenne Hovoka with Tears. Now it's time for the Indigenous in Music with Larry Kay interview. This week it's with Old Soul Rebel.
From the Two Buffalo Studios in Sarasota, Florida, welcome to our Indigenous in Music Spotlight interview on Tunes from Turtle Island. I'm your host, Larry Kay, from the Ho-Chunk Nation. Tonight, we welcome to the Indigenous Grown Studios from Vancouver, British Columbia, Lola White and Chelsea D.E. Johnson. Together, they bring us Old Soul Rebel, a new shine on soul, rock and roll. They have just released their new self-titled album. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Old Soul Rebel. Hi, Lola. Hi, Chelsea.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing well down here in Sarasota, Florida. How are you girls doing up there in British Columbia?
Oh, great. Fabulous. A bit wet. Kind of soggy.
Wet and soggy. Oh, my. So I take it it's raining out there.
Oh, does it ever stop? We went from snow, actually. We had a bunch of wild snow here in BC, which was hadn't happened in like 80 years.
Oh my, geez.
Now we're back to our regular weather.
Sweet, sweet. Well, hey, I've been jamming to your music. Good rock and roll. I'm happy to find you too.
Yay, I'm happy we found each other.
Right, right. Well, hey, well, let's start the show in. Why don't we start with introductions and then we can get right into the new album. So who wants to start?
Sure, I will. I'm Lola White, and I am lead electric banjo player of Old Soul Rebel. I play electric guitar and bass. I'm First Nations, Cree, Ojibwe, and Blood Nation, as well as Italian, and I'm queer, and I'm having a good time. That's it.
Sweet, sweet. Now, when did you start playing the banjo, Lola?
Probably right around the time we formed the band, so like 6 years ago, basically out of necessity. I mean, we were at a festival, and Chelsea's like partner, they were doing like a duo on a stage at a festival, and
right,
she got ill, and so I just stood in that day for the show, and then that's kind of how Old Soul Rebel was formed, and then that's where I started playing the banjo as well.
Nice. And you're getting better every day, right?
Mm-hmm. I hope so.
How about you, Chelsea? How'd you get your start?
I started singing in my mother's choir.
Oh, nice.
Like a, you know, gospel choir. I was in musical theater, family bands. Music has always been a part of my life.
Right.
And so when I moved to Vancouver and met all the cool cats here, music went from theater to music pretty quickly. Our community here is thriving in culture and
mm-hmm.
amazing creativity. So it was a good place to soak it all up and kind of get into my own rhythm with it.
Sure. Now,
yeah.
You put out such a great original sound. Now, who was your musical inspiration, Chelsea?
Over the years, it's kind of morphed over the years. I've gone from Jimi Hendrix. I mean, still.
Uh-huh.
I've had some idols since I was younger that are still my idols, like Jimmy, B.B. King, Janis, Sly and the Family Stone. You know, I just love Southern music, blues, anything Black, you know?
Yeah.
Anything rootsy. But as a recent, more current, I really love Brittany Howard's vibe. I think she takes...
Right.
Me and Lola both love Alabama Shakes, and her solo album is just so incredible. I think she just took what she had going mm-hmm. and went even further.
Sure. What do you sing about, Lola?
Well, this last EP we just released, someone said, they were like, this is an angry breakup album you guys released. But I don't know. I feel like as you go through it, it takes you on a little bit of a journey.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. At the time, I feel like I was writing because I was dealing with some chronic illness. My father was about to die. Mm-hmm. And just life.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically where I'm deriving all my inspiration from.
Right.
But now kind of just like moving towards just like writing, just free writing.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't have to be about anything specific
sure.
necessarily.
Just put out some good tunes. Mm. Yeah, keep us jamming.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, sure. Who's in your band?
Chelsea and I comprise the core group of Vocal Rebel. And then we have our session drummer, Michael Wilford. And then we have a lot of amazing musicians that kind of orbit us. Our friend Braden is our bassist, who's also in a great Canadian band called Chase Bear. And we have a few lead guitarists that also guest with us. Troy, who's also part of Chase the Bear. And who else do we have? Oh, yeah, Ashton Sweet, our trumpet player. And Jen Davidson,
you got a group.
Our saxophone
player. Nice.
Yeah. We're very blessed. We have some incredible people that work with us.
Sure. Chelsea, tell me about your fan base. Are they following you? Keeping track of you?
Yeah, I mean, the internet always surprised me with how loyal and lovely people are. They, you know, stay in contact and stay current with us.
So
they're following us. For sure.
Good deal. Well, you know, you don't see two ladies out front playing every day. I'd like to congratulate you both for doing such a great job putting out a great package for us all.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Super appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. Lola, what's the best way to get a hold of you two?
Our email.
Your email. What's your email?
We also have a presence on social media. You can check us out on Instagram and Facebook. We update that regularly, just giving a sneak peek of what's going on in our lives. Pretty colorful. We always have really cool projects and artists that we're working with. And we have a new single we're going to be releasing soon as well. So just right off the heels of our recent EP release.
What would that be? Your new single?
The song that we're releasing is going to be called One Heart. There's no set release date yet, but we're hoping sometime in the beginning of this year.
Good deal.
And and our last album is called Old Soul Rebel EP number 1. So check it out. It's on Spotify. It's on YouTube. It's pretty much everywhere that music is streaming.
I'd like to let our listeners know that we're speaking with Lola White and Chelsea D.E. Johnson of Old Soul Rebel. They are featured in our current issue of the Say magazine. Visit us on our homepage at indigenousandmusic.com and read all about them and listen to their music on Spotify. Chelsea, Lola, thank you for showing up tonight in our Indigenous and Music Spotlight. Great to have you both on.
Thank you for having us. Loved it.
Yes. We're going to play you a tune from their new album. Here is One Day.
Sitting quiet, won't you look at me? Green eyes, with a solid lid. wash over me. In the land, Airbnb, won't you wash over me? Wash over me.
And that was Old Soul Rebel with One Day off their brand new single, album, EP, I'm not sure. I'm now going to notch up the rock aspect a little bit, well, quite a lot more actually. I've been listening to a lot of res metal in the past month or so, and I thought I'd play you tracks from the so many res metal artists that are out there, and this is an outfit called Isna Ahi. He is a one-man black metal artist, and he is Dine. This track is called Tia Akodi, I think. I'm not sure if any of my pronunciations are right, and I do apologise. Thank you. And that was Brother Mikey with Here I Go. He has Taino roots from the indigenous peoples of the Caribbean. And my next track is revisiting the dance music that I mentioned earlier in the show. This is Aquila with Coca Cobra. Aquila is a Mete classically trained multi-instrumentalist. She's a producer and singer and songwriter. This track is called Move Much Better. As we're nearing the end of the show, I'd like to take this opportunity to thank all the musicians who made the music that I'm playing tonight, and also to thank you for listening in. I'm Andrew GJ, and this is Tunes from Turtle Island. To find out more about the show, you can look at the Facebook page, Tunes from Turtle Island, or go to the website, which is tunesfromturtleisland.eu. And that last track was Stoic with Ali Bell. And it was called Never Look Back. I'm getting close to the end of the show now, so I'm not going to say much. This next track is from the Cree artist J.C. Campbell. It's called Stapleton Song.
I tried to sing me a Chris Stapleton song. I was mistaken to think I could sing along. When I got to the next verse, I knew I was wrong. To think I could sing me a Chris Stapleton song.
You too. gonna trust somebody? How am I gonna love again? How am I supposed to give my heart to a devil masked with innocence?
You took the very thing that made me mad, someone of a productive man. Yes, and now I'm just a function of my circumstance. Yeah. A function of my circumstance. A function of my circumstance. A function of my circumstance. Cover it up.
And that was Nathan Cunningham. He's Woodland Cree from Sucker Creek First Nation. And that track was called Function of Circumstance. My last track tonight is from Early Morning Company. It's a musical project created by the Maliseet native, Oquim Nicholas. And this track is called Take a Dive. And I hope you'll join me next week for another mix of very eclectic music from Turtle Island. As I said, I'll be back next week. Same time, same channel. But until then...
Adeu, que us vagi tot molt bé i cuideu-vos.
Srećnu put, pazite na se.
Gute Reise, passt auf euch auf.
State al sicuro, riguardatevi e buon procedimento.
Travel well, stay safe, take care out there. Ciao.